I think, Oisín, like all Gaels in the county, I think there's a sense of relief that this is now finished and done with, and we can all move on. As you said, it's a detailed, in-depth report that Kilcar issued yesterday evening, and I read through it, and obviously they still have their grievances, but, you know, they've accepted it, move on. 2020 seems a good while away ago now, Oisín, and, you know, both teams now are under new management. They want a fresh start, and I think it's the right approach. I think, you know, they've come out, they've said their bit, and it's time to move on, as I said, for all Gaels. And, you know, it's for the betterment of football in the county that this is put to bed and resolved for once and for all.
Yeah, and Brendan, they were highly critical of the CCC's decision and the way they worked through the entire saga. Maybe all bodies involved in this need to learn from it as well.
Yeah, and these things, you know, these procedures seem to take a lengthy period of time to get resolved. Like, you're looking, you know, what period of time are you looking back at now? Like, we're in February 2022 and we're only getting a resolution on it around this time. So certainly the GA need to look at their procedures and how they handle these situations and maybe look to do them better in the future, because it was too dragged on for all parties and for all Gaels in the county. You know, it's not something that was hanging out there, and it just needs to be dealt with in a more efficient manner going forward.